This is Steve Knopfsinger for KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Roger May, who's a farmer in Oberlin, Kansas. Roger, how is the harvest going?
It's pretty variable. The south, as you get south part of Decatur County and, you know, on to Sheridan and Thomas County, that things go downhill in a hurry. There's a lot of stuff been cut for silage in that area. As you get more towards the state line, I think corn looks better, you know, pretty good in some spots. So I would say probably there's 0 to 100. In fact, I've got a field north of our house. There's nothing in the field, and the terrace channels are calling 130 bushel an acre. When I say nothing in between, there's nothing.
Just curious, how did the season start as far as planting time?
We started off pretty dry, and then about May 1st, and then in May we got a moderate amount of rain and pushed planting into June. We stayed pretty dry in June, and then about wheat harvest time we started getting rains and sprinkles, and you know, things really looked up on the corn fields. Wasn't much good for wheat harvest, but the corn field started looking better. Then about time wheat harvest got done, then it just turned hot and dry until probably August 5th or 10th. Then we started getting a few more showers and got a few showers on some places, and then things have kind of turned dry again. Nobody's really too anxious to plant wheat yet. We're 90 degrees and windy, so nobody is really fired up much on wheat drilling. It's just we're losing some bushels all the time on this corn.
So imagine the rest of your crops aren't looking too great right now either with the moisture.
No. I mean, you know, it's just, seems like more acres of corn in the county, but I don't think we'll average as near as good as we did last year.
How's the moisture coming out on the corn?
We're pretty dry. There's some moisture down deeper, but most of the people don't think they can hit moisture wheat drilling wheat. So it's supposed to change this week, but the weather's been, you know, low 90s for quite a while in the daytime, and been having some breeze that just dries things out.
Are you having any other challenges as far as disease or pests?
So far, I mean, there hasn't been very much hail in Decatur County. That's been a blessing, I guess, but no rain either. So disease and pests, not really thinking of anything.
Sorry to hear that about the moisture. It's been a tough season for a lot of folks.
It's just we had some potential, but then it turned hot and dry and with no rain, and it's just kind of disappointing. As I say, as it gets south, I think it gets worse, but there's still some pollination problems, and the ears are really tipped back, so.
Well, you take care, and be hoping you guys get some rain soon. This has been your Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting.